the guy reads the mirror and a story from that guy who knows it. Keep away from her, run around to a Welcome back, Pinball Nerds, episode 275 of your fifth favorite pinball podcast. My name is Orbital Albert, and on today's episode, I'm going to be recapping my final Lopple finals. So for those of you who may not know, Lopple is the London, Ontario Pinball League, what I think to be the finest league and one of the larger leagues in Canada here, in the wonderful, beautiful country of Canada. And I've been privileged to play for, I believe now, six seasons, if not seven. It was so fun, I might have forgot about one. But I've been playing for many years in the London Ontario Pinball Championships. And other than, I believe, my first season, I've made finals every time I played. And getting to go to finals and play against this caliber of players is incredible. Several top 100 players. Tons of top, almost, I mean, 90% of the people that go to finals are like top 1,000, if not 1,500. And it was my pleasure to get to come all the way from River Hibbert, Nova Scotia, to London, Ontario, to play the finals. Of course, I was here for some other reasons as well, but nothing is more important than your pinball family, because it's like kind of your family, it's kind of your friends, it's kind of a little bit of both. And several of these people I got to see almost every single Monday night at Monday Night Pinball, as well as every month at Lopple, as well as a couple of them almost every Thursday at All You Can Play Pinball at Call the Office. So some of these people I was seeing up to three times a week, and then there's people like Mark Tourand and Nicole and Janet and Melky and Speedy that go to a lot of the punk rock concerts at Call the Office as well. And there were some weeks where I was seeing them four or five times per week. And tomorrow night, I actually get to play in my final Monday Night Pinball. So if you're in around the London area and you're wondering if you should get the heck out of the house, even though it might be raining like it is here in my sister's car in the Farm Boy parking lot. It just started pouring after I started recording. I apologize if you can hear that in the background. But I get there last night, and I'm not going to lie, I was very, very hungover from the pints and pinball pub crawl on Friday night, which was excellent, but my good friend, my best friend, Matt McGoffin, who I'm staying at his house, he kind of twisted my rubberish arm to stay for a couple more pints than I wanted to, and I, you know, when you're drinking from 3 till midnight, eventually you get tired, especially when you've been traveling for what seems like weeks. I think it's been 12 days, but very excited to go home and see my family in just 2 days. Let's go back to the London Ontario Pinball Championship. So, I had the pleasure maybe about halfway through, I got to play Mr. Jeff Teolis, a pinball profile. We played on stars. I just barely beat him. He had two near close to house balls that were really quick. But that was great to beat him because he's obviously a incredible player. I also managed to beat Sean Russell, believe it or not. And, Sean did go on to go to finals. I did not go to finals. I needed like three wins in my last three rounds. We played 12 rounds of match play. I went 7 wins and 5 losses, and that left me one position out of going. I bubbled with Mr. Brad Hopkins, a friend of the show. Brad, who doesn't love Jurassic Park as much as Sean Russell and I anyways. But Brad and I bubbled, and you know what? I'm proud to have tied Brad. Brad has become a phenomenal player, and with his second place finish up in Ottawa there, I think he's broken to like the top 1200 now or so. So he's significantly higher than me on IFPA as well. But I was proud just to go there and see everybody I haven't seen for a while. Even Julie Dorsers was there, who gave me a nice little present shout out. Thanks, Julie. Really enjoyed getting to hang out with, of course, good friends Mike Dimas and Tony Laviolette. Got to see Eric Sen. And Eric, I got to tell Eric about my little experience at the airport in London there. He had given me like a really cool gift. It's like a bullet, like keychain, like obviously an empty bullet, not a full one. I don't know what you call it, an expelled bullet, an empty cartridge, I don't know. But he had given it to me, and then, of course, I forgot I had it in my bag, and getting through the airport, they were like, so, could you come over here, sir? And they found this round. It was meant to be used as a keychain or like a belt thing, or anyways. I got to tell him about how that happened. He thought that was pretty hilarious. He's like, why did you try to go through security with a bullet? I'm like, you gave me a bullet while I was drinking and I forgot about it and it was in my bag and you knew I was flying out the next day. Anyways, neither of us figured it out. Thank you, Eric, so much for that. The folks over there, the security at the London Airport is now enjoying your gift to me. But I got to see Mark Foy, who I haven't seen since Pinburg, I believe. Maybe I saw him at One Lopel since. I got to see Ian Harewer, which was awesome. And Julie Dorsers just let me know she wasn't sure of the final order. But drum roll, please. Mr. Joe Stanzik won the London Ontario Pinball Championships. I believe that's his second time doing that, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on it. But like six or seven of the players in the top eight finals, all of them have already won a Lopel before, so they're already incredible players. I believe the top four was Sean Russell, Jeff Teolis, Paul Dewart, and Joe Stanzik, and Joe Stanzik won. So I will update the places at a later time, hopefully. I did want to have my good buddy Matt McGoffin on here to go over this with me, but you know what? He has his daughter's birthday party. They're over at Fleetway right now. Happy birthday, Olivia. Happy birthday, Lisa. Thank you so much for being the best host on the planet. I really appreciate it. And to everybody who's offered me a place to sleep on their couch or even just hang out with and you know, be part of the crew here for 2 weeks, because I know a lot of people had to kind of set things aside to, you know, hang out with me and stuff. So I really, really, really appreciate it. I had a fantastic time at the finals last night. Unfortunately, I was exhausted and I didn't get to stay for funsies time and I didn't get to stay and hang out with everyone as long as I could, and a couple people were a little disappointed, and I apologize, but guys, I was exhausted, and honestly, I thought to myself, I didn't blame it on Matt or anything, but I blamed it on myself. I'm an adult. If he offers me a beer, I don't have to say yes, but if I had just maybe skipped those last, like, two pints, like, maybe 7.5 hours of drinking is good enough, right? Now, to be fair, I wasn't, like, completely lit per se. I was trying to stay at like one beer per pub. We didn't always stay at there, but shout out to Milosh's incredible craft beer selection as well. If you're in around the London area, you must go to Milosh's Craft Beer Emporium. And right beside there, Adil and Nick Baird have opened up Beer Lab, and those beers are also just incredible. You're going to get to try some interesting yeasts you haven't seen before and tried probably in around the London area. You're going to get to check out some really great beers that these guys are doing. And they're, you know, beautiful patio, awesome crowlers to go, like the big giant growlers, right? The canned crowlers, I believe. And they're just two stellar dudes. You're always going to meet some interesting people there, and they're going to have fun, and they're going to chat your ear off about beer if they have the time and they happen to be around, right? So head over there if you can. I'm going to be back with another episode. I just saw an artist post a picture about Stranger Things. So I'm going to go off, get myself a little bit of brekkie, and I'll be back soon with an episode, brief episode, talking about whether or not I think we're going to see Stranger Things soon. Until next time, pinball nerds, eat, sleep, and breathe. I'm going to miss you guys forever as my last London, Ontario pinball recap. Nerd out.